Chapter 3. The Golden Dane. Manchester, England, Wednesday, 19 June, 1912. Dear Harold, perhaps I have found out a little about the structure of atoms, Niels Bohr wrote to his younger brother. Don't talk about it to anybody, he warned, for otherwise I couldn't write to you so soon. Silence was essential for Bohr, as he hoped to do what every scientist dreams of, unveiling a little bit of reality. There was still work to be done, and he was eager to finish it in a hurry, and to do that I have taken off a couple of days from the laboratory. This is also a secret. It would take the 26-year-old Dane much longer than he thought to turn his fledgling ideas into a trilogy of papers, all entitled On the Constitution of Atoms and Molecules. The first, published in July 1913, was truly revolutionary, as Bohr introduced the quantum directly into the atom. It was his mother Ellen's 25th birthday when Niels Henrik David Bohr was born on 7 October 1885 in Copenhagen. She had returned to the comfort of her parents' home for the birth of her second child. Across the wide cobbled street from Christianborg Castle, the seat of the Danish Parliament, Vedstranden 14 was one of the most magnificent residences in the city. A banker and politician, her father was one of the wealthiest men in Denmark. Although the Bohrs did not stay there long, it was to be the first of the grand and elegant homes in which Niels lived throughout his life. Christian Bohr was the distinguished professor of physiology at Copenhagen University. He had discovered the role of carbon dioxide in the release of oxygen by hemoglobin, and together with his research on respiration, it led to nominations for the Nobel Prize for physiology or medicine. From 1886 until his untimely death in 1911, at just 56, the family lived in a spacious apartment in the university's Academy of Surgery. Situated in the city's most fashionable street, and a 10-minute walk from the local school, it was ideal for the Bohr children. Jenny, 2 years older than Niels, and Harold, 18 months younger. With three maids and a nanny to look after them, they enjoyed a comfortable and privileged childhood, far removed from the squalid and overcrowded conditions in which most of Copenhagen's ever-increasing inhabitants lived.